Hey, boys and girls, it's time for Not Another Pucking Podcast, Comedians on Hockey, with your old pal Chris Roach, the sometimes less than amiable Anthony DiDomenico, the Count of Condescension, John Trusen, and the only guy on the show who knows what the heck he's talking about, AJ DeVito. And now...
Admit it, you'd love to see a good fight right now.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 6, we believe.
He didn't point. He just said, go ahead.
Right?
You asked him to point.
We are getting more and more professional every week, I got to tell you. I was doing vocal exercises on the way here, I just want you to know, so I wouldn't stutter as bad. And here we are. I'm really excited about today's episode. Why, John Trusen? Because I got a hat in the mail today that fit my head. I'm wearing a new baseball hat.
Usually you need a tarp.
Why? To quote you, John Trusen, why? Why? It's a 2XL baseball hat, and I'm excited. The American flag I'm representing. And it's just, you know, the Christmas season's starting, and I'm feeling good. We're getting more professional every week. I still got to work out. I was just talking to Tony here about the... getting the podcast onto the Anchor website, because last night I was messing around with YouTube. No idea what I'm doing. I joined YouTube Premium. I'm trying to download it. I'm trying to get it over to yada yada. To
very easy.
Strip the audio. Well, I should have called you.
No, but don't anyway. Call me for that no more. No.
Nope.
What? No.
What?
I'm off, you know. You're off. You were off on Saturday. You working now?
No, Saturday end up...
I know you were off on Saturday, because I asked when the podcast was going up. Because right. I want to promote it, and you told me that you were off.
I was off, but I end up grabbing. Yeah, I end up doing.
No, you're off. It's letting us have a weekend.
I end up doing 3 spots that night.
I'm going to stop being off on Tuesdays. Is when I'm going to be off.
2 with Bobby Collins.
Tuesdays at 5. I'm going to be off.
1 in the little room. I did 3 spots, so I wasn't off. No, I tried doing it yesterday, and was getting a little stressed out. I won't lie to you. I'm not the most.
You just record the audio. You put it on a. What do you call those things? But, a little magic stick?
Yeah, but he couldn't do that for me.
And
last
then
week.
You put it into the computer.
Right, Tony? I know how to do that.
And you go to your files, and you drag that file, and you save it to Anchor.
He's got my thumb drive. I can do that. But I'm saying the other episodes where the audio didn't come out good, I wanted to strip the audio directly from the video. That's what I'm learning how to do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
All right.
So.
So I'm glad we do a show like on current events. That come out like 6 weeks later.
It's beginning. It's like a history show now. Like Christmas.
We'll be on the History Channel.
Yeah, let's like make predictions of what's going to happen, because then when people listen to it, we'll see if we're right or not.
He's a miserable bastard, and he's
here. I'm very miserable actually right now. And you're the cause of it.
Me?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Admit it. You'd love to see a good fight right now.
Well, you're going to see one.
No, I'm just going to keep quiet.
I'm not afraid of the new lighter, Anthony, right? You don't got the throw power like you used to, right?
Okay.
So relax.
Oh, man. All right.
How come the WWE didn't pick up my girl, Eva Marie?
Well, once she was with you, she got released. That must be a thing with you.
You son of a bitch.
Kevin James never got canceled in his life until you were on the show.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Stay out of this, Tony.
All of a sudden, he's back to back.
Anthony won. Chris Roach, nil.
Damn it.
I mean...
Damn it. I think it's time for hockey around the world or
no,
something like that.
How about we discuss something hockey related? How about that?
Well,
have things been going in the world of hockey? The Islanders have been sick. What the heck is that all about, boys?
They got the ick.
Yeah.
You know what?
Ran to the team. And the NHL, I think, dropped the ball on this. Should have canceled games a week before they did.
Yeah, they did let the Rangers kind of beat up on them a little bit.
You know, I understand they wanted to have the home opener there and everything. But, you know, they could have pushed it. I mean, if you're going to say that, you know, everybody's worried about COVID, you should just push it back. But that just shows you that, again, that no one really, you know, it's only convenient.
You know,
pretty much.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I know Elder fans are saying that we played the Bridgeport Sound Tigers.
You did.
Not you Elders. Did.
All right. Okay.
There's 10 players, there's 10 starters
and
not
they,
in the
and
lineup.
And they looked good.
That was a crazy scratch list.
They looked good. That team did not look overmatched.
No.
They played good, but I mean.
It's NHL players at the end of the day. They weren't going to be a good NHL team. Mm-hmm.
I think those same players would have stepped it up in MSG, because a lot of players tend to do that. Opposing players, they come into the Garden and they really. Step it up. So
yeah, that's it, Roach.
What was the difference between the game that got canceled, was the roster any different, or was it going to be the same roster?
Cizikas got COVID, yeah, and one of the coaches also contracted COVID.
So then it's spread within its coaching staff, and then they, you know, but they should have if you're going
to cancel after the first game.
Yeah, stop it. I mean, it's.
So, like, if somebody on the team gets COVID, you have to cancel everything?
No, but it started like spreading through the team.
Damn it.
Podcast over.
I'm due for my booster in 2 days.
COVID would be the most entertaining thing that happened to this podcast.
Oh, man.
How come I'm the only one who gets insulted? You sons of bitches.
Because you're the only one that makes me mad.
Hey, all right. This show is called Comedians on Hockey, and we are stand-up comedians. So it also makes me nervous when I see all these players getting canceled. I'm like, now they're talking about this Omicron crap. I'm like, oh, God. And I'm just starting to like my – I'm just starting to book comedy shows again. I'm just starting to get a little busy again, and now they're talking about this new – variant that they don't even know.
They don't even know anything about.
Right.
It'll only last the length of the trial.
Mm-hmm. Fear tactics.
We also have the Delta variant that kind of came and went.
What happened to that?
Let me tell you something. It's going to come and go. This is it now. It's here. This is a virus that will be here forever now.
Is this going to be the end of your earth? Is this the new flu?
Yes.
Is this flu squared?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the flu and you have all, like, you know, if you're unhealthy and of all those same underlying illnesses, you can get really sick or possibly die from it.
From the flu,
same thing
absolutely.
With pneumonia.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to get political on it, but I think, but like, you know, I think we should get back to just let people be around each other and build up immunities and breathe air.
Yeah. My brother right now is he's sick, not with COVID, thank God, but he said he's never been this sick. I said probably because, and scientists said that we haven't been around each other, so we lost our, like, I guess, tolerance.
Yeah.
Or, is it, for lack of a better word, to other, like tiny little viruses.
Not AFib, though.
Why do you got to bring up AFib? I'm feeling good. I got it taken care of. I'm off blood thinners now. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
This is the time of year that if you go see Roach do comedy, he will say happy holidays 75 times in a set.
Happy holiday.
For lack of a better anything else.
Happy holidays.
That's his hook. Yeah.
At least I'm getting on stage. Happy holidays. You did? We work New Year's Eve.
More money than you.
Shut your face. we work New Year's Eve.
I'm up in Albany.
Very good, buddy. At the Comedy Club? Comedy Works?
I think at a theater. I'm going to be at a theater.
Ooh, excuse me. All right.
Power of Podcast.
At some point, can we go to AJ and, you know, find out something about hockey?
Well, I did a little work here. I
you
got
did.
Comedy around
yeah,
the...
Yeah, did work.
All right. Give me my intro.
On iTunes. It's on iTunes.
It's going to be on iTunes.
When?
It is on iTunes. We got 2 episodes on iTunes.
We do a weekly episodic show about current events. It should be up that night or the next morning. That's my
point. All right. So when you give me the thumb drive back tonight, Tony, I'm going to put it on.
Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to put it on Anchor tonight. Oh. I'm going to put it in the side. And also, John Truce, thank you for doing the intro. I was able to insert those into the prior episode. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got some things done.
There you go. AJ is now in the intro.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
It's about time.
Yeah.
There we go.
I know. There you go. Yeah. Clap for AJ.
Welcome, AJ.
Thank you.
Pretty soon he'll be sitting here.
Welcome. So that Anthony. Anthony. That fundraiser game for the veterans.
Yeah, what's happening? When's that happening?
That's
what's going on?
December 12th. It's going to be off-premise, so it's a happy hour from 5 to 7.
Yeah,
we're going to do the podcast there. We may give away prizes, maybe do some trivia, and then we move over to the hockey rink.
Where's the hockey rink?
Northwell.
Thank you. And the place
is
right
there. And where are we doing the happy hour?
The place?
Where, he has no
Isn't
idea.
It the Oyster Bay Bar?
No, it's right down the block, and I'll tell you the name of the place right here because I have it. The place, quiet. The place is called Garden Social on Hempstead Turnpike.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to do it there. And you know what? You know what I'm starting to think now? Damn, I wish I didn't let you guys talk me out of getting the banner for the table.
So now what are we going to be doing there? Are we going to be doing like play-by-play? Are we going to comment on the game during the game? What's our role?
Our agenda is to start at the Garden Social. I figure from 5 to 6, we'll do the podcast. You know, let's say the podcast last 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Maybe we'll do some trivia. I'll see if Blue Point Beer can give us some giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just, you know, do our thing for like whatever 30, 40 minutes, wherever it is. Now, one thing I was concerned about, Tony, did you say something about us going remote? Do you have do you know anything about that?
Maybe we just have to yell really loud.
Yeah, do we have to do it on like a sound system or something? How do you do it on sound system and record it?
You do it with smoke signals.
I don't know about it. Oh, it's funny. I don't know about this shit.
You need a sound system. Yes. You need something to record your sound.
Yeah, but 100%. Okay. You can do it. Okay, sound system.
If you're going to be recording, you need something to record the sound.
You can have three microphones, but what I'm asking is, how do you record and also, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about this stuff.
We have a guy that we use to go remote. I will see if he's available.
They got a guy.
Tony, can you just say into the microphone? I'm right on top of that.
I'm right on top of that.
Thank you, Tony. Okay.
We need four also.
Huh? Yeah.
We need four.
What do you say?
You're excluding AJ, so.
I'm sorry, AJ.
Four microphones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I might not be on the podcast by then, so it might just be three. So.
Four microphones.
Four.
Four microphones. Shit.
We'll see how this week goes for Roach and how Roach annoys me.
First of all,
week.
We're very close to AJ replacing Roach, so yeah. we may only need three.
Four microphones, and then we move over to the game, which they want me and this other guy to do the play-by-play, but I don't want to do it. You guys are going to help me.
If I'm not... Hold on.
I don't know. Some radio guy? I don't know.
I'm already seeing holes in this thing. Like I'm already seeing a Roach. This is totally a Roach production. So,
for those of you out in the listening audience, Chris Roach is very big on putting things together that aren't really put together.
Yeah. It's like a peanut butter and mustard sandwich. That's exactly what it is here. Now, what I'm picking up from this is, okay, so we're not really supposed to do anything at this bar.
Well, we're doing the podcast.
Okay, we're doing the podcast. Nobody there is going to know that we're doing the podcast.
No, it's the happy hour.
Okay, so I'm saying this. The organization that's putting this together, do they know that we're going to be there doing the podcast?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
For sure. Yes, they do. Okay. I'm talking with Cindy from Blue Point Beer, and she said you're going to be doing the podcast there. But she gave me like an itinerary and announcing
the
game.
He wrote this into handing out free shit. That's exactly what he just did. Mm-hmm. Now, the game... You said originally we were going to be calling the things, and here you go, me and somebody else, and I want you guys to help me. What do you mean? I got to sit behind you and feed you lines?
They said,
rub his back. Need a back massage.
They sent me the itinerary.
Not even on this. This is totally a Roach production.
I had a picture of totally me and some other guy, and I'm like, I don't want to do this whole thing by myself, so you guys are helping me.
Who's this other guy?
How are we helping you?
I don't know.
I want to know who the other guy is.
I can't remember. I will have all the details finalized by next podcast, I promise.
Oh, my God.
You know what's great? The other guy's telling us, like, yeah, I got to do the podcast, the play-by-play with me and some other guy.
Right.
I think he was like not on a show or something like that. His name was not.
You guys helped me announce the game.
I don't know. He looks like the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond, but I think, I don't know. He might have been on something.
So you need the guy at the bar.
Yes.
To do the
podcast. On the 12th, from like 5 to...
I love how he puts this stuff together.
6:30.
This is Chris. Welcome to Chris Roach.
Now, when you're doing the play-by-play, can they hear you in the arena?
This guy's got a puck in it.
Yeah, they'll be able to hear it. It's going to be over like the speakers.
He brought over there. Look at him. Huh? He's got the puck in the corner there. You know.
We'll see if you can do a better job.
I'm not going to be doing it because I'm not part of this. Because you just said it's you and some other guy doing the play-by-play. What am I doing?
That's what Head's sending an itinerary.
What am I doing there?
You're going to be there. You're going to be.
What am I doing there? Tell me my function. What my function is there?
You're definitely doing the pre-show.
Now on a Sunday, I'm going to come down. Okay, that I'm a part of. The podcast is happening. But what am I now a part of this thing that you're doing? I'm not. You're a part of it. You're trying to rope me into going.
Yeah.
And doing what?
Hanging out.
Okay.
I'll find out more.
Please.
All right.
Find out something.
Jesus Christ.
So is there anything more entertaining than Panarin throwing a glove at Marshawn?
How beautiful was that?
That was really funny.
That was funny.
Oh, my God. I watched that the replay of that like 20 times. He really did.
And he threw it at him. He didn't just like... Went back and
they find him like $5,000. I think they should give him an award or something. I think they should encourage that behavior. There should be way more stuff.
Did he get his glove back? That's the more important.
Yeah, he did.
How do you get the glove? How do you think get the glove back?
He was. I don't know, but
does the coach have to?
Panarin was standing right in that Sean Avery spot, right next to the right at the edge of the bench, mm-hmm. and you saw the two of them chirp, and he just wails the glove at Marchand, who also recently just he got in trouble for a slew foot.
Yeah, slew footing.
Slew foot, don't bother me. Slew footing is really creepy.
It's
scary. Slew foot, don't bother me. Anyway, pecan slew foot. Yeah.
He got suspended for 3 games for slew-footing Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why does Subban keep getting away with it? Subban is actually pretty good at disguising it, but every time he goes in a corner, it seems the same thing happens.
He makes it look accidental every time, so I don't know if he's really intentionally trying to do it. The Martian one was pretty intentional. Yep. But I mean, after the fourth time, you got to like suspend him a game at least.
Yeah, there's a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
All
right, hockey around the world.
Hockey around the world?
What a dynamite drop in there.
Thank you, pal.
Hockey around the world?
And now it's Chris Roach and around the world in hockey.
You know, it's Chris Roach. You know, we've got hockey and the world, and we're going to go around it. You know, say the rescue dogs.
All right, let's start off. Let's go to Lebanon.
Really?
Lebanon. Hey! You in the tree. Anyway, Lebanon, do you know Lebanon has an ice hockey team? Did you guys know
this?
I did
not know that till right now.
Lebanon has an ice hockey team, but they are Canadian-born Lebanese players, but still considered to be, they are still a Lebanon ice hockey team. They're actually looking to join
the
International Ice Hockey Federation.
I just hear Doc Brown.
It's the Lebanons.
What? What?
The Back to the Future, Doc Brown. It's the Lebanons.
Oh, okay. The Lebanese Ice Hockey Federation men and women's team competed in a tournament held at the Florida Panthers Ice Den. They were actually invited by the Amerigo-Latam Cup to play in the Amerigo-Latam Cup, which is the Latin American Cup. They were invited by the Latin American teams. Oh, by the way, I love those jerseys. Are those nice jerseys? They're a little Christmassy.
Lebanon jerseys, very Christmassy. Look at that.
It looks like a Christmas tree
on it.
And listen, they're turning heads. They're no joke. They're looking. They're hoping. Their hope is to get into the International Ice Hockey Federation, which that will make them. They'll be able to get a team in the KHL, and then hopefully one day play in the Olympics. So that's exciting. The coach was quoted as saying, "You say Lebanon ice hockey, Lebanon. It doesn't match, but." They're a really good team. He didn't say that. I said that.
Who's their best player, Chris?
You know what? I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm looking it up now. The best well-known player. I don't know if he'd play for them, but he's Nazem Kadri. He was Lebanese descent.
Oh, all right. I don't know how old he is now, but by the time they get an Olympic team, he could be coach. Who knows how long that takes?
He's right there with those facts.
Right. Thank God you're there.
Hey, wait. I'm going to quiz him. You ready? Anthony, I'm going to quiz AJ right now. AJ. Okay. Who is the highest paid Jewish hockey player of all time?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Might be Jack Hughes now after his $8 million contract. Ooh.
Jack Hughes. Happy Hanukkah, Jack Hughes. All right.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
The Lebanese coach was also quoted as saying, "We're looking forward to our meeting with the International Ice Hockey Federation and hoping to join them in international play. And if they do not let us play, they're going to be very, very, very sorry."
Uh-oh.
Very Reading sorry.
Is my bestest subject.
Shut up, Anthony. I made up that last part. It's comedians and hockey, so I'm going to add funny stuff. All right?
When?
Yeah. He's dying.
Wait, I lost one of mine. Here we go.
Back in.
Now we're moving over to China. China. They don't have cocks in China. All right.
They don't? How do they make all those kids?
Oh, God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese hockey group chief calls for a review of the host team exemption of the 2022 Winter Olympics. The Chinese men's ice hockey team was recently included into the games, but a lot of people saying they're going to get slaughtered because the NHL players are now playing for their home teams. And China was, of course,
maybe just to tie together two stories. That's what this whole COVID thing is about. Knock out all the NHL players with COVID.
And they win the gold.
Gold medal. God. Team China.
I see it.
Why didn't I see it? Why didn't I see it?
Let's get Fauci on this.
Right now, the Chinese hockey team, since COVID, has been practicing in Moscow which means the Russians are behind this.
The Russians are teaching.
The Russians are behind this. Stick together. Anyway, Team Norway,
yeah,
was bumped because you're only allowed a certain amount of teams, and since China is playing, Team Norway got bumped.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
You know who's the greatest Norwegian hockey player?
Zuccarello?
Yes, correct. Matt Zuccarello.
Mm-hmm.
How could they take Norway out? It's like a staple.
Well,
in the
China has to play. So
yeah. China has to play,
because they have their home country.
But there is all the NHL players are representing their team. But you know what? China does have a KHL team called Red Star. And what they were doing was drafting NHL players. You know, they have an American goalie. I guess all they have to do is buy a house in China. Now they're playing for China. But does that work in Olympic play? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for that.
No, you have to be from the country.
Right. But
you have to be a citizen.
It's pretty sketchy. I mean,
yeah,
I think
you have to have a citizenship. Like Brett Hull had dual, so he played for the Canada, then the U.S.
Yeah,
afterwards.
But some of these countries are like, are you good at hockey? You want to play for us? There, you're a citizen.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going on, but I think there is some kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
But they do have some players, some Chinese, the Chinese have some good players that were born in Canada.
Hmm.
So the parents moved there, they became great ice hockey players, now they can play for China. Also, John Trusen, did you know that in China, what NHL player, Ranger favorite, he moved there in 2007, has been there working with the youth in hockey ever since?
Hmm. I do not know.
Barry Beck.
Oh, Barry Beck. Okay.
Barry Beck.
Shoot the puck, Barry.
Shoot the puck, Barry. He's been over there in China working with the kids. I don't know why they didn't pick him to coach the Chinese Olympic team, because he's been there 2007 working with the youth, promoting hockey in China. He lives in Hong Kong, and he said China is known for many beautiful things, and not just for very passable transsexuals. And he...
I just like watching Anthony when you try to lighten things up.
Comedians on hockey! That's comedy! Come on! All right. All right. Hey, tough crowd. Tough crowd. You got any cricket sounds?
Hey.
Tough crowd, baby. I got to read these things before.
Yeah, how about it? How about prep?
No, not Roach. I mean, why do that?
The password
why
is preparation.
For anything. Why even post the podcast after we do it?
Let's move back to the States. We're going to the state of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's
not a state.
Shut up. City of Pittsburgh. Shut up. I went to Sachem 1 year high school. All right. Mario Lemieux and Ron Burkle rescued the Pittsburgh Penguins out of bankruptcy more than 20 years ago, but now they have just sold the team to the Fenway Sports Group. The Fenway Sports Group also owns what team,
the
Anthony
Bruins.
DiDomenico?
The Red Sox.
Not the Bruins, because that would be a conflict of interest.
Oh.
The Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Also, one of the owners is LeBron James, but you didn't know that.
I knew that.
People in Pittsburgh.
Another reason for me to hate Pittsburgh.
Yep.
People in Pittsburgh are losing their shit. The team was sold, but they did keep Lemieux on as a small owner, a little piece of pie. I think they kept Lemieux on to keep everybody calm, because the Fenway Sports Group has been known to trade players no matter who they are.
Yeah. They do the same thing for Liverpool, which is my favorite soccer club.
Right. They own Liverpool, right?
Yeah. They are buying a hockey team but not investing in their own soccer team.
How do you decide which soccer team to like?
Well, anyone who's a soccer fan is going to think I'm a bandwagon fan, but I randomly played FIFA one day.
Okay.
And I picked Senegal as a joke, because I just picked a random country I never heard of. And the player I played best with on that team was on Liverpool, so that's why I supported them.
Okay.
I was wondering how people are fans of soccer teams over the year. I don't know how you pick them. That's all.
It was just random.
Okay. So the Pittsburgh Penguins are sold. They're sold, and of course, fans are freaking out. Does that mean they're going to move the team? But I think that's that's why they kept Lemieux on.
Lemieux's investment calm down. Was insane. Like he made like a 8,000% increase on the money that he put in.
Didn't they? From what I remember, I think Lemieux didn't buy the team.
They owed him so much money.
Right.
So he forgave that, but he wanted a piece of the, and he ended up making a fortune on this deal.
And they won cups, I mean, under his watch.
Yeah.
I mean, to not keep him on would be a stupid move, but anything with LeBron James, I wouldn't put it past him.
So we went to Lebanon, we went to China, and we went to Pittsburgh. That's hockey. around.
That's three places I never want to go to.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hit it, Tristan.
And now it's Chris Roach and Around the World in what? Hockey.
You know, it's Chris Roach. You know, we've got hockey and the world, and we're
going to
go around it.
You know? I can't
hear
them. Rescue dogs. On the microphone.
This isn't the Man Chewing Gum podcast. Last time I checked.
It's coming up.
How is the Man Chewing Gum thing going?
It's in the works. I'm doing research.
It's like everything else he does. It's like, you know, it's an
research.
Idea. He announces it and then never goes through with it.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
This is torturous.
Yeah, well, you know, you're off. I know you were off on Saturday. You had a, you know, I'm off.
The fans love the fights. The players love the fights. The people go nuts on the fights. And I have to laugh. And I hate to get NBC heck and everything. But I'm told the reason they cut it down, because they wanted USA people to watch it. Family, can you believe that? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I love Don Cherry.
Brilliant. I think we should go coast to coast.
All right, let's go coast to coast.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
It's Hockey Coast to Coast with a man whose knowledge of hockey is more expansive than Chris Roach's seemingly boundless cranium, A.J. DeVito.
This podcast is really good for my self-esteem. Go ahead, A.J.
That'll never get old. Starting off in L.A., I don't know if you guys saw this, but former Ranger Brendan Lemieux decided he was a little bit hungry during the game.
Yes!
And took a bite out of Brady Tkachuk's hand.
Oh, my God. That was great.
It's hilarious. Oh man! Now here, my question with him always was: the Rangers did nothing but cry and moan that they needed more like grittier attitude players.
Yep.
And they got rid of him. He was the only guy on the team that actually fit that bill.
Yeah,
that one hurt. That one hurt.
Great locker room guy too. Everyone loved him. D'Angelo, I know he's gone now. Schrom. Huh. They had a tight little group, the few of them there.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah,
maybe they were causing a little ruckus.
Could have been a little bit of an issue.
Like what happened with Billy Martin in the 60s and the 50s with the Yankees.
Well, he was the scapegoat, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, because it was...
Because they're not going to get rid of...
It was Mantle, yeah. Ford, and Martin. They used to go out and get hammered all the time. And
at the Copa?
At the Copa. And then Billy Martin was when they shipped out.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to ship out Mickey Mantle or Whitey Ford.
Mm-hmm.
But that could have been an instance in the Rangers locker room where there was, you know, them together was not a good situation for the team.
Yeah.
Get ready, Tony. We may be moving to a different state.
Moving? Well, we actually aren't. We're moving on to San Jose.
Hold on.
La 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 la. La
it's the same state.
La, la, la. Hold on. Ah! Ah! Oh! Ah!
Sharks.
Sorry, that was actually audio footage of Brendan Lemieux. Go ahead.
Sharks forward and podcast favorite Evander Kane was placed on waivers.
Go figure.
And they're trying to trade him, but it seems unlikely someone will take his deal with all the sideshow stuff going on. Very good hockey player. Person, not as much.
Maybe the Chinese Olympic.
Oh, we go.
Come on.
He becomes a citizen of China.
What kind of player would you classify him under? Like, is he a...
Very good top six forward.
That good?
Yeah.
He was the point per game last year, yeah. I would love him on the New York Islanders right now, despite... Well, without the whole, you know, sideshow.
So he's a goal scorer, playmaker, enforcer. No, I don't, you know.
He's quality player.
He's like a power forward, basically.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Can do it all, though. He's good. Great on the ice. Off the ice, different story.
Lou's not going to get a guy like that.
No way.
No.
Apparently he's getting vaccinated, which could help the case, but there's no way Lou is going to trade someone or take anyone out to put him in.
Yeah. Even with 8 losses in a row.
Very good hockey player.
What could a team get for him? Like, let's say that Lou Lamoriello wanted to get Evander Kane. What would be, like, a trade as an Islander fan that would be happy? Who would you be?
He probably doesn't have a great deal of value. A lot of people won't touch him, so you could probably get him for very little.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a fourth rounder or some nonsense.
Apparently there's a team in the East that really want him, and it's not the Rangers per Larry Brooks. So we'll see in the next few days. He should be dealt.
All right. Maybe it is the Islanders. Come on.
Larry Brooks, who has a hockey podcast called Up in the Blue Seats with Ron Duguay.
It's excellent.
Supposed to be. Okay. All right.
Supposed to be what?
Nothing.
What? Say it.
Me and Duguay were supposed to do a podcast.
And what happened?
Duguay and I were supposed to do a podcast. Me, Duguay, and DiPietro. It's going to be called the New York Hockey Podcast. Instead, Duguay
went and they realized who they were dealing with?
And they said Duguay went and did the podcast with Larry Brooks. And
I'm
stuck.
You're stuck here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Anthony, we could have got Larry Brooks.
Yeah, we got Larry Brooks. You're stuck here with us?
I feel like I'm in the middle.
You're stuck here with us.
I feel like I'm in the middle.
You're stuck here with us?
That's what I said.
I think it's the other way around.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a car ride to Pennsylvania, Amish country with my parents, and I'm sitting between my two brothers getting abused.
I think it's the other way around. I think we're stuck with you. And chewing that gum.
Man, chewing gum.
So annoying. For me, the three listeners would probably love hearing it.
Does my gum chewing annoy you? Write to us. Write to us at comediansonhockey@gmail.com. That's
what radio host do you see chewing gum on the air?
At gmail.com.
None.
Like what? What one? Name one.
Listen, AJ. First of all, that was a rhetorical question, right? You smarmy bastard.
No, it wasn't. I was.
No, he wasn't. I know that.
Where are we, AJ?
We're still in California, in Anaheim now.
I like it there. We're going back down.
All right, we don't have to take a plane. What should we take there, Tony? Oh, umbrella.
I think I know what he's going
to
say.
Get your umbrella. Umbrellas kill.
Did you guys happen to see the Trevor Zegras story that was put on Spit Chicklets the other day?
No.
So, he did. He wagered Ryan O'Reilly of the St. Louis Blues $100, whoever won the faceoff, because his faceoff percentage was very low. So it was an easy win for Ryan O'Reilly, but somehow Trevor Zegras snapped it back, and Ryan O'Reilly that night Venmo'd him $100 while he was at dinner.
Oh, that's great!
Isn't that betting? Isn't
you
that
could like, you could that, technically that's you, betting you could on defined. A
game? Yeah, I was gonna say that's he that doesn't sound that. Doesn't sound legal.
That's mm-hmm. not like
ex Pete Rose.
Yeah,
or Evander Kane.
Pete Rose had a good head. He had a good sized head. That Pete Rose.
He also did it to Leon Draisaitl, and Draisaitl basically told him to screw off, you rookie. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to get in trouble doing that because I don't think that's going to last. You know, you that keeps that. Happening. And yeah, you can't gamble on.
Shame.
You can't be a part of stuff you're gambling on. That's a very.
Shame. Shame.
Nope. I refuse to hit it.
It's like I'm chewing gum. Not to hit it. I'm chewing gum when you're on the microphone.
Shame. Evander Shame. Shame on. Who is it?
Trevor Zegras.
Trevor Zegras. First of all, what is that? Mosquito-borne illness? Anyway.
It's a very good American Hockey play.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Wait, was that a joke because we're comedians on
hockey? Comedians on hockey? I am throwing jokes out left and right. Check
before.
Left and right. Okay. Comedians on hockey. Don't take anything we say too seriously.
Or seriously at all.
Very good, AJ.
Moving on to Seattle.
Seattle. You guys going up and down.
Hold on.
Yeah, we're going all over the map right now.
There you go. Whoa. Hey, Seti. Oh. Yo. Oh. What the hell is this?
I don't know.
First I thought I was on a wave. Oh, it's a jet? All right.
It's the wind going through your ears.
Put it over there. Thank you, AJ.
There was a viral video last night between Kraken's defenseman Hayden Fleury and the linesman. It was a good old FU match going on. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I saw that, yeah.
It's the classic FU match.
The ref skates by and says FU back to him, right?
Yeah.
It was great. I never saw a ref say fuck you to a player before.
It was caught on the broadcast also.
FU. We're trying to keep it clean.
You only said bitch like 10 times.
Shit. Sorry.
Happens.
It's all right. No one's listening.
Take pride in the podcast, Anthony, will you, for Christ's sakes?
Once again, don't get me started. Do not get me started on that.
Jesus Christ.
Moving on to Montreal.
Montreal. Oh! Look out! Drop it! Drop it! Oh! Oh, God. Look out for the frogs.
Amazing.
GM Mark Bergevin was fired and is now replaced by former Rangers GM Jeff Gordon.
There you go. Good. I like
good
Jeff
dude.
Gordon.
Good dude.
Happy with that?
I'm not happy. I'm happy he got a job.
I'm saying you liked him?
I thought he was scapegoated.
Now, do you think, is this like the first time in Montreal, I don't know too much about the Canadians, but usually only hire French Canadians, right? Is he French Canadian?
I think he is. Do you know how you say Mario Lemieux in French Canada? Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Did you guys know that Ron Hextall is the GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder how they felt about that.
Why?
Probably pretty good. They hired him.
Well, there's such a...
Gordon's also the VP, but... Right now, he's a GM.
Very good,
as well.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
I'll be the straight man. I don't care.
Once in your life, yeah.
Okay. I'll be punching Judy. Sorry, AJ.
He's only the GM for now. They're going to find a French-speaking, French-Canadian long-term general manager.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
There's always something. I think I saw something on TV once where they only hire like French Canadian coaches, upper management.
Yeah, they want them to be able to talk to the fans and, you know, all that. Some candidates are Patrick Waugh and Martin Brodeur, off the top of my head.
I would love to see Patrick Waugh because he's got a nice temper. AJ, I have to say you look like a very respectable high school football coach today.
Professional. I got the peacoat the other day.
You got a good look. You got a good
look.
I'm
not wearing any Islander gear. We're not playing. So.
I like it.
When do they come back? Thursday?
Potentially, yeah.
Well, yeah, today is the last day that the suspension was going to, so the Thursday would have a game. So we'll see Thursday if they're back.
Have they won at the new place yet?
No.
No.
They haven't won eight games. They lost eight games in a row.
We've had more British concerts than Islander wins.
Than Islander wins.
I mean, Harry Styles makes some good music, I won't lie. But
does he?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Not my genre, but I know a lot of people go crazy for him.
Well, girls like him. Yeah. That's,
girls love him.
I mean, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, so I can't really say anything.
Get ready, Tony.
Moving on to Boston.
Oh! Not again!
There you go.
We already did touch up on the Panarin situation, so we will go into Marchand's comments. He basically said that no one loves him back in his mother country at Russia, and that's why he threw the glove. But who knows if Marchand is speaking the truth there, because you feel like he said something else to really piss off Panarin. That
he originally said they were discussing Thanksgiving dinner, and he didn't like what he ate.
Yeah.
So can you trust Marchand is the
Never.
Question.
Great for the league, though. He's a really
something
good
Something about
villain.
Someone's mother was probably said.
You know what's great wife. About Marchand? He looks the part. He's like such a smarmy-looking dude. If you were like doing a huge casting call for like a guy to just be a prick, and he walked in, boom, done.
That'd be another part you didn't get.
What?
Guy to be a prick?
What?
Nothing.
Moving on to New Jersey.
All right.
I like that bowling alley. Good.
Let's get a beer.
As we mentioned before, Jack Hughes did sign for 8 years, $8
million. Mm-hmm.
This really has people wondering what guys like Kaapo Kakko will now sign for, because he's going to be up soon, and other guys from the 2019 draft class like Kirby Dach.
How do we feel about Kaapo Kakko and John Trusen so far?
Well, I think all of the ballyhooed, you know, Kaapo Kakko and Lafreniere, if you will, are not performing up to the standard that people expected, but that doesn't mean that they won't, you know, develop into something tremendous. They're both solid, and they show really good things now and then. But right now, Kaapo Kakko just scored his first couple of points in the last few weeks, but he's looking okay.
He had a good run a few games there. He had
a 4-game point streak.
He was the first star of one game, I remember. But how about Jack Hughes? I mean, he had a okay first season. I mean, he wasn't like
he had a pretty bad first year. He had the lowest points per game since he had a lower points per game since now before Neil Yakupov in 2014.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. But he's really turned it up. Last year he was good. This year he started off really hot. He will be back playing tonight, so I'm excited to watch the Devils game later when I get home.
His brother, I think, has like a higher fantasy ranking than him. Quinn Hughes.
Yeah, wow. Quinn Hughes is almost a point per game, but the Canucks are gong fantasy. Show this year.
Did you see Lafreniere fight?
Yes.
That was very entertaining.
What time is the Devil game? 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I believe so. What's that
tonight? Rangers are on tonight, too, right?
I don't think so.
I have no clue.
I think they're on tomorrow.
Oh, you're right. It's Wednesday. They're on Wednesday.
That's right.
Last but not least, to the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Oh, God. The smog in this place.
I said Washington, D.C., not Long Island.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, this is Comedians on Hockey. Very good, AJ.
Fire me up. Alexander Ovechkin was the NHL's first star of the week with 4 goals and 7 points while recording his 28th career hat trick against
amazing.
The Florida Panthers.
How do you not like Ovechkin?
Yeah. Greatest
goal
scorer of all
time.
I
don't like him, but
I think he's the
I love watching
greatest
Alexander
complete
Ovechkin.
Player.
I like him, but I don't like him.
Yeah, when he's not playing the Islanders, he's lovable. When he's playing the Islanders,
and he's up there in age, too. He's still doing this.
Best complete player ever. It's like if Gretzky was an enforcer. It's just, man, it's just incredible.
Sort of Messier-like, only a better goal scorer. But Messier was a pretty prolific goal scorer. As well.
In his day?
Yeah.
How was Ovechkin as a leader, though, as a locker room leader?
He won a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They also came close with really good teams and then got eliminated.
They got against Pittsburgh a lot. I mean, that's a tough division to get out of.
Yeah.
East, every year, the East. I mean, it shows you what Tampa Bay did the last 2 years, how good that team was. And
that's why I feel bad for the Islanders, because like they're wasting a lot of points now. It's going to be really hard to make up those points later in the
day. Thank the NHL for that.
I expect them to get hot at some point, but it's going to be hard to catch some of these teams.
Thank the NHL. Thanks for screwing us over. I appreciate it.
Well,
I have some reviews of the place from Blue, you know this website, bluecollarblueshirt.com?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What is the reviews of?
UBS.
UBS Arena is the best venue I've ever attended for a hockey game, and it's not even 100% completed yet. This includes Madison Square Garden, Seattle, and Vegas.
All right. Wow. I heard Vegas is pretty nice.
Vegas is
and
insane.
Another Ranger fan said, for a New York Ranger fan, the UBS Arena is everything that I wish Madison Square Garden would and could be. Great sight lines, a Hall of Fame, no class system for fans who can't afford the best seats, easy to navigate, move around in, and anything else you could desire.
All right. Good.
All right.
Kudos.
It's weird that the Islanders have a place to play in like that. You know, going from the Coliseum to that. I mean, I love the Coliseum, and parts of me wish that they were still there, but they do deserve, I think, a state-of-the-art arena for themselves.
Yeah, I'll always love the Coliseum. I really do like UBS, but, you know, we got the fans got to make it the stadium. There's nothing really particular about the stadium that makes it, like, this so much better than every other stadium besides it being new. The fans need to get the place going, make it louder.
I think they will.
Make it home.
We got
to
get the team healthy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not worried about it.
Once they have a good playoff run, that'll do it. It's coming.
Hopefully. I mean, you got to make the playoffs, and you can't keep losing eight games after game after game after game. You know, eight games in a row is a lot. That's a lot of games. You know, to give up this, especially early on in the season, you're making up a lot of ground.
We do have 60% of our games left at home now, so that does help us.
It does.
A lot of hockey left. You know, maybe a trade or two happens. We'll see.
So you went there though, AJ?
Yeah, right? I did.
Did you get a pretzel?
No, I got the Islander, the bagel with cream cheese and chicken.
Wow.
Yeah, cream cheese and chicken.
It was sponsored by Blue Line Deli, who I personally level out my favorite deli.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh,
no free ads.
No. You stepped on toes there.
Look out for Finn's.
Anthony.
Finn's Deli is the best deli on Long Island. Just saying.
Blue Line Deli, Islander Deli.
It is, but yeah.
And then Shaq's Chicken, which I mean Shaquille O'Neal.
The owner of Finn's will wear a Capitals hat just to piss Islander fans off, I've heard. And then stop wearing it because people started talking hockey with him and he didn't want to talk to them. That's what I heard.
That's entertainment.
He only wears hats, but it won't generate conversation at the deli.
I can respect that.
Yeah. But that is the best deli on Long Island, I'm just saying.
Is that it for Coast to Coast?
And the Uncle Cheese is a really good sandwich, I've heard.
The Uncle Cheese.
Yeah.
Uncle Cheese is the only sandwich on Long Island named after Anthony DiDomenico.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's in it? I have to try that then.
It's hand-carved
turkey. A lot of hot air.
He's yeah!
Look at Mr. Zinger. He's waiting off show for one.
Mr. Zinger.
It's hand-carved turkey, cheddar cheese, ranch, avocado.
All right, that's a fun.
I like that. That sounds
Wait,
good.
Really good.
There's nothing sour in there.
All right, that was kind of funny there. That was.
Yeah, it's
Thank
about
you,
time.
AJ!
We've like. Been on the air for 45 minutes. It's about time you cracked a joke.
I mean, baseball, you got a 3-for-10. That's the lead.
Yeah, so you're giving him two before then?
I'm giving him one.
Okay.
Oh, God, this was a fun one. I'm.
Was it?
Yeah.
And get ready to hear it in February of 2022 by the time Roach gets it on iTunes.
Well, the upside is that by the time this gets up on the air, COVID will be gone.
It'll be on tomorrow. Ow! It's going to be on tomorrow. Tony's going to put it on the thumb drive. I'm going to put it up tonight. You'll see.
Yeah, okay. I'm not doing anything until you do something. That's my new credo. So I'm off. Tell me I'm off.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything until you do something.
Yeah. That's how you operate. You want everybody else around you to do everything.
So next week.
Next week, will we have details about the public appearance?
Yes, I guarantee that my details, what I said, is correct.
You're probably right.
I know him. I've known him for over 10 years. I know how he operates.
So if they only want me to announce the game, you guys still going to show up? Or
no. I'll go.
I'm going home.
Anthony.
I got things to do.
What, and if they say that the three of us couldn't announce it, will you actually announce it over the...
If they're asking me to do that, that's different than you having to do it. And you're like, go ahead, Joey. It's that's the difference. We're not part of it. I'm not showing up.
Oh.
But we on like a flyer or something, like advertising us being there doing the game, or is it you and some other guy?
Chris Roach is on the flyer.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll find out more.
He's roping us into something that we.
I'm not roping nothing.
It's a Sunday. I'm not. Come on.
I'll have definitive details next during the week. Yeah,
I just told you the I know the details. Believe me.
Well, thank you for tuning in for another episode
it's
of
like him and Sal the voice call in the game.
Comedians. He has a velvety voice.
How Long Island can you get?
He's got a velvety voice.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Well, hey, thanks for listening to another episode of Comedians on Hockey.
America's Got Talent. America, I'll show you. You don't need talent.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, that would hurt him. Look at him.
Oh, wait, you just insulted me. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you was insulting Sal.
No, he's the American Got Talent. You're America. I'll show you. I don't need talent.
Oh, I get it.
See? See, it was a juxtaposition.
Thank you, John Truson.
Thank you.
I know a little bit about that. All right.
All right.
All right.
The bloodbath.
We got to figure out a way to just sign off. I don't feel like saying where we're performing and stuff
That's how you sign off.
Do we?
Yeah.
I'm performing this weekend. I'll be at Crystal Springs Resort in New Jersey. And where am I the week after that?
Or you just say where they can find the podcast, where they can find you on Instagram.
Yeah, how about that?
All that stuff.
So the podcast, all they have to do is we're going to be on pretty much everything, right? All they have to do is put in.
Why don't you name some?
iTunes and Anchor and Spotify and all other places. All you have to do is Google. Or put in, wherever you get your podcast, put in Comedians on Hockey, and we'll pop up.
Yep, that's it.
You are watching this thing get better every week.
You know, listen, I think we should share it more. iTunes will pick it up.
That's how I thought podcasts work. You share it, and then
we know you don't have podcasts work. You listen to the Chris Roach Show.
All right. And Anthony, you can see Anthony on New Year's Eve up in Albany.
Spreading the cheer.
Spreading the misery. AJ, when you getting on stage, buddy?
Whenever.
You want to do it?
I'd give it a shot.
We'll fix him up.
You're gonna take Truson's next class.
That's it. Absolutely.
I'd be down.
100%.
You're in.
You're in.
He's in it.
He gets a hockey scholarship.
Oh.
All right.
There you go.
Welcome.
Right. It's a great class. And once again, thank you, Mr. Tony, for stepping in. And we can't wait to see Sally back next week, I hear.
Oh, Sally's coming back next week?
Next week.
Nice.
Next week, she's on the mend. She's on the mend.
We do like having Tony here, though.
Yeah. That's pretty sexist, but okay.
There's a couple of reasons.
All right, he's like 2 for 7 now. He's getting there.
It's nice to have a lady's point of view on hockey. And she's not a big hockey fan, so it's nice to hear what she, has to say now and then.
All right, end the show.
Well, Tony's been answering emails. All right, that's
way to
it.
Bring it home, Roach.
End the show. Comedians on Hockey. I think I have business cards. I got to dig them up too. We had them.
No, throw those out. Those are all the worst looking things I've ever seen.
If you're
in my
listening
life.
To us, we've been off for 2 years. We had season 1, season 2, then we didn't do it for 2 years. Now we're back. So we're picking things up.
Picking it up.
All right. That's it. Good night, everybody. Or good morning. Bye. Truson, you have something to say? Sorry.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying this outro is taking longer than when you do the raffles.
It's all. All right. I like to have fun with the raffles. I like to make it.
Oh, it's the worst. When you graduate and you get on the Thursday, Sundays, you're going to see, you're going to want to go home, and then Roach is going to start calling raffles.
I like to have fun.
Hold on. I got my glasses on.
You just did 2 different impersonations of me. I don't know which one I like better. That's it. Comedians on Hockey. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Yikes.